Hi, this is Chris O from Ex-Boyfriends, and you're listening to Mikey Pod, the sexiest podcast ever.
San Francisco, that was Ex-Boyfriends. And thanks to Chris O for doing that little intro for me. This is Mikey Pod. Michael here, your host. And I've been wanting to do this show for like 3 days. I was all excited to do it because I wanted to plug that band, Ex-Boyfriends. If you go to spin.com, I could tell you this whole address. Oh, well, I might as well. spin.com/artist of the year/underground, and you can vote for Ex-Boyfriends. The drummer of whom? Drummer of which? The drummer of them is my pal Chris O from LiveJournal. They're in San Francisco. And all of a sudden, just because I live in New York now, I'm having this sense of like the West Coast, East Coast rivalry, which is really stupid, especially since I can't say rivalry. But I think this is, I don't know why I get that sense of like, yeah, they're on the West Coast, but they're still kind of cool. What the fuck is that? So, yeah, this is another podcast, and it's really great. You should definitely go vote for Ex-Boyfriends. And for those of you who are into like supporting gay folks, there are two of the three members of that band are indeed practicing homosexuals. I don't know if they're like actively practicing homosexuality as far as sodomy is concerned, but they might be. I don't know. But I do know that they would probably if they were given the... an opportunity. And we won't go into any further detail about that since this is a family show. I don't think so. I was thinking about how I have been making these like statements in the beginning that said something may not be family friendly or work safe or whatever. I think what I really need to say is that I'll say when it is work friendly. Yeah, so still here in New York City, living in Brooklyn. This was a little frustrating week just because I really would like to find a job that will pay me enough money to get my own apartment. My sister and her husband are extremely hospitable, and I know, and I'm not getting any senses of them being ready to get rid of me, but I'm having senses of being ready to get rid of me because I just don't like being dependent on other people, you know. So the gig at the coffee place, which I have decided to stop naming, although all you have to do is go back a couple shows to find out what it is. Well, there are some changes there, which are positive. And I go back and forth about it. Like, I really like this company. Whatever. It's Starbucks. And I really do. Like, there's so many things about the company that I like. But then working is not fun. If only it were more fun. I don't have my windscreen on, and I notice. Hold on a second. Now, when I breathe into the mic, I still have like a weird desk stand for my mic, and it's now sitting in my lap. So this is just, you know, whatever. I may start doing some interviews again. Sometimes I feel like there are only a couple of podcasts that I listen to that are the sort of audio blog kind of thing where it's just someone talking about their life. And I don't really like those kind of things. So that's why I avoid doing them myself. But just because I'm just getting settled here, like, I'm a little overwhelmed. So this is going to be sort of music and audio bloggy for at least a little while. Yeah, so how about some music? I've been wanting to play this song for a long time. It's called, you know what I should play? I can't. Yeah, so buying songs on iTunes is annoying because I can't play them on the show, even if they're pod safe. I wrote to the Decemberists because I love them so much, and they used to be Podsafe. They used to be on killrockstars.com, well, the record label Kill Rockstars, and they have music at Kill Rockstars that you can just download for use in podcasts and music blogs and that sort of thing, and it's great, and they love it, and they're smart because this is the way that people are finding out about music like the Decemberists, and I would venture to say that it's because of that that they were able to become so popular that they're now on a major label and they're no longer pod safe. So I got an email back from them saying I could play 30 seconds of any song from them. And I love the album so much. But that is like, those are the reasons why I would like to just play pod safe music. And because, I mean, it'd be silly of me to think that I'm changing, like affecting the sales of records at all. But I think on the whole, podcasting and music blogging do affect the popularity of bands, especially those who aren't on these huge labels that have the money to pay off whoever they have to pay off to have their music played. So in an effort to not support that system, in whatever way I would by playing that music, I'm really going to continue to redouble my efforts to play only PodSafe music. With that in mind, here's a song I've been wanting to play forever. It's called EMPTY by The Clientele. The Clientele with EMPTY. And you can look at the show notes for information about where to find that music. I'm sure you could probably track them down in iTunes or even better, eMusic, which is amazing and much cheaper, and the songs are not protected. And I'm more than happy to pay for songs from there, even in my poor state, my New Yorker artist, whatever you want to call it, state. So as far as writing, I've written nothing. I just signed up for this thing that Brad Clymer told me about, and I'll put a link to it. It's about writing and recording an album in a month. So I'm going to do that, and we'll see what I come up with. I'm going to a movie, and I have to leave in about 15 minutes. So if I sound rushed, that's why. I wanted to share with you a email I got. And the thing that's great about this email is that it was nice, and it was about me. But really, what I want to say is, you know, I've been talking about why am I podcasting? What, you know, what is the point of this? A lot of times when I do these things like the School of Americas and cover these things, these issues that I find so important, I have this desire for people to like freak out and everyone to be like, oh my God, thank you for telling me about this. You know, I never knew that we were paying for people to be tortured in other countries and teaching people how to torture them here, you know, and, the death penalty stuff and all those things that I get really passionate about, I get these in my mind, it's going to be this really exciting, like, oh, thank God, like someone's shedding light on this, you know, whatever. And part of that, I guess, is ego. But part of it is like, hey, guys, look, check this out. And then I get usually nothing, very little anyway. And it's discouraging. So that's what this sort of sense is about, like with me not feeling like wanting to podcast regularly, or I guess I'm not feeling inspired to do interviews or any of that right now, because I get this sense of like, it's really this, a sense of feeling like, who do I think I am? And who did I think I was to like track these people down and do these interviews with them, making, you know, like, I guess it feels kind of fake in a way. When I realize that so few people are listening, and like people like the Millard Fuller thing, and you know, the different people, like I talked to Kathy Kelly and all these people that I felt like were really important and had important things to talk about. And when I do that, and that, like, especially like, I don't know how to explain it. it's just this feeling of, well, these people are taking time out of their day to be on this podcast, possibly having the sense of, you know, well, maybe someone's going to hear what I have to say. I feel like kind of a fake, just that, like, I mean, there aren't that many people that listen to this. So I may go back to interviewing people anyway, because I got a lot out of it, but, you know, but anyway, so all of that is to say, and to illustrate why letters like this are so precious to me. So precious. It says, this is from someone named Dean. Hi there. I've waited for far too long to write you. My name is Daryl. I live in Atlanta. I started listening to you late in the summer. I think I remember hearing of you when you were on one of the shows of Lucky Bitch. That's Wanda Wisdom. LuckyBitchRadio.com, I think, is her website. I hardly ever listened to her, but luckily you were on one of the few I listened to. Why am I coughing so much? Hold on. Okay, the rest of the email. You are like a breath of fresh air, gay, but the whole show is not about gay life. You are not ashamed or try to hide it, but it's not the biggest thing in your life. I have no clue what you look like, but you have a great voice, and it seems to be you seem to be an honest, down-to-earth guy. I can relate more to you than I can to most other podcasters. During the time you were in America was hell for me. Work was very busy, and I lost my dad Thanksgiving night. If I had more time, I would make my way to try to meet you. The interview with the guy from Habitat for Humanity was awesome, with a capital A and exclamation points. I can't say we have the same taste for music, but we do for many other parts of life. You make a difference in my life, and you do for many others too, I'm sure. Thanks for the chance to reach out to you and tell you how much I enjoy you and your show. Thanks, Daryl. And again, thanks, Daryl. No, seriously, like, well, that's the thing, like, if you're listening to this, like, I'm doing my desperate plea. Like, this letter, like, had me going. Like, I was like, oh, that's why I'm doing this. Because it's important to affect one person. But it's easy to forget that when I don't hear from the one person. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, like, that makes it, like, that it's worth it that I got Millard to take time out of his day and, like, come to the farm. And, you know, he's busy, and he, like, it's a worldwide organization that he's working with, and you know, like, and I got a tremendous amount out of talking to him, and Daryl did too, and who else? So I guess the moral to this story is, for me, is just do it and get over the ego part of wanting accolades, and the other part of that is, if you are listening to this and you get something out of my show or some other podcast, remember that all of us are doing this. Most of us are doing this for free. And it's because there are things we're passionate about. And, you know, like, the payment is hearing from you guys. So don't, like, write to me or write to somebody you're listening to. Like, if something affects you, really take the time to let them know. I mean, that's so valuable. That's my Pollyanna story for today. So take the time to do that to somebody else. I got my dean letter. Now you can write a dean letter to someone else or to me. I'll accept it, of course, but write it to someone else too. And I'll make an effort as well. I need, like, there are podcasts that I get things out of that, you know, I've been listening to them on the subway now. And when they make me smile, it's good. So I think that's all I got for you today. I'll keep you posted on new developments. I had an interview at a school that I would love to teach at. I'm not sure. I mean, I feel like I'm really well qualified for it. The only thing is that they use orchestral instruments, and I would be expected to play them. And the only instrument I play is piano and a little guitar. But, you know, I have a tremendous amount of experience teaching these kind of classes, so hopefully that'll work out. It's in the Village, which would be great. So, still living in NYC. Getting progressively more frustrated about the job thing, but I have faith, at least on some level, that it'll work out. So thanks for listening today. And this song is by a band called Lalipuna. I don't know if I'm saying that right. I learned about it from copycomaright.com. And why I'm zoning out on the woman's name who runs that site, I will not ever know, because I talk to her all the time. Liza, duh. And so I wrote to them, and their label is in Germany, and I can't remember which country they're in, but the email I got back from them was sort of brokenish English. But I think it was saying that, yes, I could go ahead and play their music as long as it was something that had been released. And this song is great, and also in the tradition of ending shows on a sort of soothing lullaby-ish note, I think this suits. So this song is called Faking the Books. It's by Lalipuna. If you want to contact me, I guess I should tell you how. 206-339-6682, mikeypod@gmail.com. And you can also leave comments at the website, mikeypod.com. And go vote for ex-boyfriends at spin.com. Okay, I think that's all. Lalipuna, Faking the Books. Have a good day. We've been done.
It was my boy.